The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And our next guest, man, I got to tell you, social media played a role in this momentum of getting this guy to the Falcons, because it was one of those things in the offseason where we were like, you know what, man, we should go get Justin Simmons. And all of a sudden, Falcon fans were like, yeah, we should go get Justin Simmons. And then Justin joins us right now here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And then, Justin, I'm getting messages and notes like, yo, Justin Simmons just followed Grady and a bunch of other Falcons. And we started to, like, perceive, hey, this might happen. We're glad you're here. You're having a great season. But it's just funny to me, man, because Falcon fans wanted you bad. And when you signed, we were like, oh. So tell us about how you're doing, man, and where you're at now that that whole process has played out. We're, you know, 8-9 games into the season. Mm-hmm. Where are you at right now?
Yeah, I'm still growing. I think as the years have gone on, man, I've learned something new at each level from someone different, coach, player. And I would say, like, you know, the biggest challenge of going from my first time going from one team to another, now being in Atlanta, you know, it's just a whole bunch of new, and then obviously, like, not being here for camp, going into the season, you know, there's a lot of moving pieces that you have to be on top of consistently throughout the year, whereas, you know, because you lose that time at OTAs, training camp, all those things. And so my biggest, you know, hat tip to Justin Hood, Jerry Gray, you know, Jimmy Lake, Coach Raw, you know, Jesse, AJ, all the guys on defense, man, because it's been – week in and week out, you know, constant communication. And, you know, we've had our moments, both positive and negative, you know, on the defensive side of the ball, but we're trending in the right direction. And, you know, November, December is a big time playoff team ball. So, you know, this is where it's all going to count, you know, down the stretch here.
Arguably, we've got the best safety combination in the NFL. Talk about playing with Jesse and playing for Coach Rock, because it's usually like the energy is infectious when you come into this environment.
Yeah, no, it's unbelievable. You know, I'll never forget, man, getting ready to come down here and have the dinner meeting with Coach Raw, Terry, and all the guys.
The
famous dinner that everyone talks about. And, you know, I'm hitting a few players up that have played with Raw just over the years, right? Like, you know, Aqib Talib had him in Tampa, you know, John Johnson, fellow BC alum with me, had him when he was in LA. Obviously, like, Coach E was a Jero Evero was my DC in Denver for a year, and he was under Raw when they won the Super Bowl in LA. So just, like, you know, like, asking everyone that has nothing but great things to say about him. Energy's infectious. It's just a guy you want to play for. And I mean, all that's lived up, you know, to the hype, and you just want to play your best ball for him. And for the guys around you. And yeah, man, being paired with Jesse, you know, I say all the time, like, I think around the league there that you like, and at each position, there's guys that, like, you admire for the way that they do things, right? And so for me, being in Denver, and Jesse when he was in Cincy, and even last year having the All-Pro Bowl nod here, I've always loved his game outside looking in. And now being in the room with him and seeing how he processes, how he handles himself, how he leads, it's skyrocketed for me. And so it's a true blessing, man, to be in that room with him, AJ, you know, all the guys, and being able to compete with them.
You also had, you know, former teammate here in Chris Lindstrom.
That's right.
That you could call upon. What did he tell you about the vibe and what was going on here? Because, you know, it's one thing to talk about cats that are not here, but Chris has been here. Mm-hmm. Share a little bit of that, because you guys have a history. They were at BC together, and you guys actually were roommates, right?
That's right, man. That's right. Chris was a freshman. I was a senior. We didn't have off-campus housing. You know, we didn't have all that fancy stuff at BC.
Oh, wow.
You know, we got it out of
Jesuits,
the bus.
Jesuits. discipline.
My roommate, transferred out, and so I was left without a roommate. It was kind of last minute. Chris was, I forget, I think he was like the oddball out of his rookie class, freshman class, and you know, we linked up. He was like, I need a roommate. And he was a great dude. So, yeah, he was awesome. So I saw him in passing. So we went to dinner on whatever it was, like a Thursday night. And I came in on Friday afternoon. And I saw him in passing when I was just getting a view of the land, and kind of caught him off guard. And I was just like, yo, tell me about the place. Like, what do you love about it? You know, what's different? Because you obviously been here for a while. What do you like? What don't you like? And I mean, everything was positive, and he shot it straight, right? Because I know him, keep in touch all the time, but he knows me, and I know him, and it was a great combo. So like, I think that to me meant a lot more, right? You could prep, have all the good things to say at dinner, but I'm catching him in passing, and he may have known I was coming, but like, not right then and there. And it was really cool, man, just hearing like truthfully how he felt, how he's seen things, the energy, how things have like been turning around in a positive direction, and all that stuff. So it was great.
Justin Simmons with us, guys. Pro bowler at safety for the Falcons here inside the Ticketmaster Studios. So you come in from Denver. We got to ask you, because, man, watching this thing from over here on the East Coast, it seemed like it was a good place to maybe change directions to get out of at the time.
It was
not to put words in your mouth.
Yeah. Hey, no, I get it. And, you know, I think the biggest thing, too, is I was just sharing with the mass of the media, right. Just talking about the return to Denver, right. And all that. I think the biggest thing is anytime, you know, with Sean coming in you know, off the suspension, and then, you know, having the TV airtime and all that stuff, getting right back into coaching and then trying to take over. I think anytime you take over your first year, it's going to be different. And it's going to be, in some cases, a little messy, just because there's things that you're trying to remove,
right,
and implement the way that you know how to get things done. And you're trying to figure out who's buying in and who's not. And I think, like, you know, that's a lot of that. So there was that point in the season where we had that like 5 or 6 game win streak, and kind of and put Denver right back in the playoff races. And, you know, the guys were buying in, like, oh, OK, I get it. This is how you got to play. This is what we're doing. And it didn't work out towards the end of the season. But I think that's why you're seeing success from them as a team now. You know, again, a lot of that's transferring over. A lot of people wrote them off going into this season, that they were going to be a bottom whatever team in the league. And Bo Nix is playing great. They're running the ball well. The defense is playing lights out. And, you know, they're controlling the field and special teams. You know, they're finding their formula to win games. And so as a team, we know our challenge, and we know it's a tough place to go down and win, and looking forward to the challenge.
Simmons returns to Denver with vengeance on his mind.
Looking for payback.
No,
all
man.
Of it.
That's,
no,
that's how we'll edit this out.
Well, yeah, of course. You'll hear this later. You'll be like, dog, I didn't say that.
Unfinished business in Mile High.
Man, I've heard this about you, and not having you here long enough, but I've heard this about you, and I want you to kind of expound on it, which is, you show up at other teammates' events. Mm-hmm. You are considered, from other guys I've talked to, a great teammate because you just connect with guys. And obviously that's important for you. And then your foundation work, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, talk about giving back, because Mike and I are big on this. Any way that we can do this in the community and help people. And I know you've been doing that a long time. You've been here for a short period of time. But in Denver, you did that a lot.
Yeah. Thank you for bringing that up. I think I'll answer the first part of your question. I think – almost everything that I do now as a vet, I learned from vets. And so I'd be doing a disservice if I didn't give credit to guys in my career throughout the years who I've learned from. And so being a good teammate, man, it's because I had good teammates, veteran guys for me. Like, I'm getting there. They just in Denver, I just got drafted. They just won Super Bowl 50. You know, T.J. Ward, Darian Stewart, Aqib Talib, Chris Harris, Bradley Roby, all those guys embraced me and brought me in like I was a 5-year player with them. Mm-hmm. And I don't know any different, right? And so, like, when it became my time to kind of take that role, That's all I know. I want to be a great teammate. I want to be a great brother, you know, for the guys in my room, because eventually that translates to on-field play. And I want you to know that, like, I will be where I say I'm going to be, not just because of the X's and O's, but because I care about you. And I think there's something powerful about that. And I've learned that from those guys. So it's a testament to them. And then, yeah, man, and in the same breath, I think threefold going into the foundation work, like, it was learned in Denver. The different owners now, but at the time, Pat Bowlen, the previous owner of the Denver Broncos, you know, that's what they called like a Pat Bowlen Bronco, a guy that exuded excellence both on and off the field. So DT, the late and great DT, Von Miller, DeMarcus Ware, like I said, Chris Harris, TJ Ward, like these guys were all pro bowl players. And then like you found them doing great community work. And so I'm stepping into this like, okay, this is what I have to do. Like, it's not a, right. I'm doing it. Like, this is, I'm seeing the model of what is a great player. So there's that. And also at the same time, like, it's how I was raised with my parents. My dad did it at an early age, man, recognizing that, as I continue to play and, I go from high school to college, college to the pros, there's always going to be a platform, no matter how big or small you think it is, someone's watching. And it's the precedent that you set forward that allows you to be able to empower others to give back, right? And so for me, knowing that platform is always going to be there, and everyone's platform is different. Some have a higher national stage. Some are a little bit more local, whatever that looks like. But your voice matters and your actions matter. And so it's what you do with that. And, I always just want to be I always talk about the hands and feet. I just want to be the hands and feet of the Lord and give back in any ways that I can. And I think, one life-changing experience makes everything worth it. And if I can have that one encounter one time for X amount of events, no one's going to remember how many interceptions, how many points given up, or whatever the case may be, but they'll remember the community impact work, because that's life changing. It's generational changing. And that ultimately I feel like is my calling.
So cool to hear, because, from our business, we talk, sometimes it's always the negative stuff that makes the headlines, and people forget all the things that the guys do off the field that you're involved in. Here, no different with the Falcons. So many great guys like Grady Jarrett.
Oh, yeah.
And by the way, bringing it back to the Falcons, we were talking with, by the way, 31 interceptions in his career.
No, he's a ball hawk. He's a ball hawk.
Justin Simmons is.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's with us, guys, on Dukes and Bell. The vibe here and moving forward, what do you think? Is it just simply being more detail-oriented? Is it just guys continuing to learn what Jimmy Lake wants you to do? Because it seems like we still haven't played the complete game yet for this Falcons team.
No, 100%. And that's exactly what I was alluding to earlier. I think, Jimmy, obviously, first-time DC here, right? And, you know, there's some pieces, like a lot of guys are maybe in year two, some guys are in year six. You get a new staff, so you're learning the lingo, the language that all of you need to have and all be on the same page, right? It's not like, well, I did it this way here and I did it this way there. It's like, okay, so how are we going to do it here? And I think that's just an ever-evolving thing because we all have to be on the same page and we all have to execute at a high level. And so, you know, at the end of the day, the offensive guys, they get paid too. So there are going to be some plays that are unfortunately given up, and there are going to be some, you know, you clap your hands, you tip your hat to the guys that make those plays, but you can live with we always say, like, the bad plays, but you can't give up the ugly plays. Those are the ones that get you beat. There's the good, the bad, and then there's the ugly. And so we still have some ugly to clean up. And again, I think, you know, now that it's getting, you know, games are trickling down, you only have so many left. November and December, man, these are the games that are the most precious. And so we have to be, there's no more like leeway on error, so to speak. And so, yeah, those things are being ironed out and detailed, and it's going to get better and better each week for us.
I got to tell you, man, this message in this building is resonating.
Yep.
Rogers came in here and was talking about the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Oh, yeah.
And you just literally repeated it. I'm like, man, everybody has got this message that's going on.
Right.
Who's the talker in the secondary, man? Who's the talker? Anybody back there? Because I think in my head, I see you and Jesse like just quiet assassins. Is that not true? Do you guys yap a little bit? You talk a little bit?
Oh, quiet is not. I probably would be maybe the quiet assassin. Jesse is not quiet, let me tell you. But that's what I love. You know, you guys have probably seen all over, like, other NBA players talk about, like, Steph and
yes,
Clay.
Yes, quietly.
Yeah. They're always like, oh, you know, they're light-skinned. You don't, you know, we're gonna mess with them. And then all of a sudden, like, that competitiveness turned. That's Jesse to a T.
I
would have never known that on the outside looking in. That boy is letting you know every single play. He's here. He's about the smoke, like, about that action, and he plays like that, you know,
right.
And that kind of gets you going.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, I'm in this too. Let's go.
Yeah. The Tampa game, I mentioned across, I had good seats. I was behind the bench when AJ makes that crazy diving interception. The energy, the way everybody kind of came in.
Yeah.
And everyone was just going, everyone was like hyped. Is that just the collective vibe and just feeling the success for him?
Yeah, man. And that's what you want to be about, right? And you want, like, I think you can genuinely see when guys want to play for each other and want good things and good success to come. When you see someone else make a play, watch the reaction on the sideline or on the defense or on the offense and see what the celebrations look like, because that's when I think you have something special and you can build on those things. And so, man, Jesse's implemented a good culture here. AJ, honestly, has done that over his career being here, even as a young guy coming in, being asked to be a leader. They got a really good culture here, and I'm so happy to be a part of it.
We're happy you're here. And there's a lot more football ahead of us. There's a lot of more, you know, opportunity and wins in front of us. And I know you're going to be a big part of that, man. Thank you for stopping by.
Man, I can't thank y'all enough for having me.
Finally get to catch up with you, man.
Yeah,
Thanks so much.
Pleasure on my end.
Justin Simmons, everybody.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.